just as we show kindness to others, others may recognize that kindness and show kindness to us. Whenever you do good, only a good can follow you, nothing more than a good. But that good which we hope that will follow us, we wish for it to come in this world. Allah says, O my believers, if you only know, the rewards in the hereafter is far better for you. It is far better for you. Yes, khuliqal insana min ajal. Man has been created in a manner of haste. We are hasty. Sometime, you know, we get in something. The father is about to die. He says, son, I have such money here. If you wish, I can put it, you know, in a proper place for you. And I can let your mommy give you, every month give you a $500. You say, no, give me all one time. Give me all one time. And in 1 month's time, everything goes away. Man is created in haste. Any time to make a decision, let's make it one time. Decision, bus, finish. But then after one day you regret, oh, what did I do? What did I do? What have I made a decision? Now so many people are involved in this. Now how can I undo what I have done? So it is not proper to make decisions in haste. And haste is from shaitan. Al-ujratu min ash-shaitan. Doing things, you know, in a haste, it is from Satan. So Allah says, وَلَا أَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ. But the reward of the hereafter, rather than getting it here, if this is to be stored up for the hereafter, خَيْرُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. It is far better for those people who believe. Because in this world, if the return of good does not come, we will not die out of starvation, neither will we die out of thirst. That is sure to happen. If Allah has placed for us 100 years to live, we will get risk until the last second we live on the face of the earth. Allah has never created human beings and then will cause them to die out of starvation and hunger. No, that will not happen. Allah has already decreed their risk. Wherever it is, it will come. So, if a person does not get rewards and good, let's say in the returning of good things to them, as they have done good, then life will go on. A little hardship and suffering might come. We will have patience and the rewards will go up. But my dear brothers and sisters, in the hereafter, if we do not get that good, then there is only one thing that awaits us, is the azab of Allah. So getting it there is far better than getting it here. Because if we do not get it here, we are not going to get the azab of Allah here. But if we don't get it there in the hereafter, then the only thing that awaits us and will welcome us is the azab of Allah. So this is why Allah says, وَلَا أَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. All believers, we will never cause the rewards of people who do good to go waste. You expect it in this world. Everyone looks at it in this world. But your reward in the hereafter is far better for those who believe. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those who had feared their Lord. Because their fearing of Allah will really make them believe, yes, the one in the hereafter is far better than this one. وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفَ وَفَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَعَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. Another topic starts. Yusuf alayhi salam continued to reside in Egypt. He became a very great person in Egypt. He became a very responsible and authoritative person in the land of Egypt. What is Allah's plan? Allah's plan is now to reunite the family. The family should come back together. Yaqub should meet his lost son. And Yusuf should meet his beloved father, Yaqub alayhi salam. Look at the arrangement Allah makes. In each and every single thing, there is a lesson. There is a lesson. If Allah wanted Yusuf alayhi salam to become the governor of Egypt, then on a caravan trip, Yusuf alayhi salam could have gone there, perform a few miracles as a Nabi. People will see, but he's a person doing miracles. He's the best person. Because if you don't have to eat, he will make a miracle and we will have grains in the ground to eat. So it could have happened in many different ways. How David, how did David gain that empire? He joined the army of the king at that time, the righteous king Saul. David, Allah allowed David to king Goliath so that people will look up at David now as being a very great person. And through that, Allah, alhamdulillah, Allah bless him with that respect. And people started to look at him and alhamdulillah, that has happened. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all these things to happen because in each one of them there is a lesson. He allowed Yusuf to pass through such a difficult time to test submission to Allah, to test patience and forbearance, because the Nabi is a person who is the most forbearing and patient person on the face of the earth at that time. He must possess all the good qualities and the highest of them all. The highest of them all. Because a Nabi is from among the most perfect human being at that given era. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses. So, all these things had passed through. Tests in different ways. Yusuf alayhi salam was put in a position. Human beings are created with a desire. Will you fall to temptation and the seduction? Or will you remember Allah? We learn a beautiful lesson. In cases of temptation, what did Yusuf say? Ma'adallah, I seek refuge in Allah. And all these things happen. Now, Allah has a plan. The plan to unite the family. So one day, it so happened that during the period of drought, it touched all the lands. And it touched the land also where his father and his brothers lived. He was in Egypt. They had gathered enough grains to pass the period of that drought, which was 7 years. So, these people in their lands, they were starved in Canaan. They were starved. And the sons were forced. The 11 other sons were forced to go out to different lands and seek grains, purchase grains so that they may eat. The sons were forced to do that. Allah made it happen. This is the arrangement Allah made. So it so happened that they found out that Egypt had a lot of grains. And Egypt was selling their grains to other people. So they made a party. A few of the elder brothers came to Egypt. What happened? The Quran says, وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفَ And the brothers of Yusuf came. Allahu Akbar. What a sight when Yusuf saw them. Looking at them and remembering what they did. But he kept it within his own self and he did not mention anything to them. وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفَ And the brothers of Yusuf entered and they came. فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ And they came to him. فَعَرَفَهُمْ And he recognized them. وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ But they did not recognize him. Yusuf was changed. Where is the little boy they were shoving around and they were pushing around, and where is this big leader of Egypt now? They couldn't recognize him. وَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ As a Nabi, Allah taught Yusuf alayhi salam a beautiful plan. The plan is being made as governed by Allah to get his younger brother Benjamin here with him and eventually to get his father here. So what Yusuf alayhi salam did? وَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ When they had furnished them with their supplies, Yusuf alayhi salam spoke to them and he treated them like any other stranger coming from a foreign town. And they came to purchase, etc., etc. But in those days, they never purchased with dirhams and gold coins, etc. They bartered goods. So they brought something from their land and they bartered it for grains in Egypt. So they bartered it. So Yusuf alayhi salam caused the people to load up their camels with grains, foodstuff. So, when they were about to leave, قَالَ Yusuf alayhi salam said, اِئْتُونِ بِيَخِلْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ Bring to me your brother from your father's side. So, he got acquainted with them, you know. He was asking them like, where are you from? Who is your father? You have a brother. So then, you know, they discuss, yes, we have another brother at home. But Yusuf alayhi salam knows everything. So, that it may not look strange that out of nowhere he says, you have a brother home, bring him to me. He doesn't want to arouse suspicion from them that who might be this person. So he says, the brother you have from your father's side, bring that person.
anni ufil kayla wa ana khairul munzilin.
Don't you see that I give you full measure in measurement, and I am the best of those who give a lodging? Don't you see I'm very kind to you? I'm giving you everything. So bring him.
فَإِنْ لَمْ تَأْتُونِي بِهِ فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ.
He put a condition to them. If you do not bring him to me, no measurement for you. No grains for you next time. No foodstuff.
وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ.
And you will not be able to approach me, to ask me for anything.
قَالُوا. They said, سَنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ وَإِنَّا لَفَاعِلُونَ.
They said, we will attempt to dissuade him from his father, and we shall surely do it. Because they know, because of the past experience, the father will be very reluctant to send Benjamin with them. So they said, listen, if you say no grains except that he comes, we will try to dissuade him from his father and, you know, tell our father to send him with us.
Traditions, it is mentioned that these people, because of their wearing, their clothing, they were immediately recognized to be outside of Egypt, because the Egyptian people have a special wearing. Each city, Yemen, Syria, they had their special clothing. Even up to today, people have their own style, their culture of wearing, different way. Even the Muslims from different parts, they have a different way of tying the pagri and the turban, etc., from Egypt and from Sudan and from wherever these places are. Anyhow, when Yusuf alayhi salam looked at them, he says, it seems that you people are from a city outside Egypt. They said, yes. He says, then what is your purpose in Egypt? They said, we are also suffering the severity of the drought, and we have found out about this person in Egypt who is selling the grains, and so we have reached here in Egypt, in your land. He said, but how do I know that you are not spies? Because they are coming from Canaan. How do I know you are not spies to see what we are doing in Egypt? He says, no. They said, no. We are from a very high progeny and a high and a lofty family lineage. Our father is Yaqub, a prophet of Allah. We are his children. We are his children. And we are here sent by our father to get some of the kindness of the Aziz of Egypt. That is when Yusuf realized they were his brothers. But he did not disclose anything to them. Look at the plan what Allah has for Yusuf alayhi salam and the brothers, to teach them a lesson.
وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. They did not recognize him.
وَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ.
So Yusuf alayhi salam found out that from their statement that they were his brothers. So he gave them special treatment. Although he knew very much what they did to him, but that love is still in the heart. Blood, it's a blood connection. He gave them a special treatment, you know, in the special arrangement and the rooms that are made for the special guests. And he gave them more than what they deserve. Normally, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam himself, because it was a period of drought, he did not want to give too much, that even for their own selves in Egypt, the grains will fall short. It's 7 years of drought. So every person who came with a camel, he loaded the camel to its fullest capacity and sent them off, sold them a camel load of goods. Grains, wheat, barley, etc. There were 10 brothers. So each of them got a camel loaded with goods. So they got 10 camels. When they saw the kindness of the Aziz, they said to him, we have a young brother at home. We wish if you can load a camel also for him. He says, this is against the usul. This is against the principle. If you wish that he should also get, then when you are coming the next time, bring him with you, he will also get. And if you do not bring him, I will not give you any.
So Yusuf alayhi salam tried a hila and a strategy to cause them and to attract them to what's coming the next time, because he wanted to see his younger brother very much. They were the only two brothers who were full brothers. The 10 other brothers, like one, the biggest, Yahuda, Rubil, Shama'un, were the names of the elder brothers. They were his brothers through the father. But he and Benjamin, Binyamin, they were connected by the same mother and the same father. And Benjamin was the youngest of them all. So, وَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ, when he had furnished them with their supplies, he said to them, قَالَ أَتُونِي بِأَخٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ, bring to me your brother from your father's side. In other words, he's referring to Benjamin, Binyamin. He's not really interested with the others. Bring Binyamin to me. أَلَا تَرَوْنَا أَنِّي أُوفِي الْكَيْلَ وَأَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ, don't you see I am one who gives full measure and I have entertained you very well, so I give a good lodging. I am a kind person. So if I am kind to you, you should be kind to me also and bring your brother. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَأْتُونِي, but he gave them a strict warning. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَأْتُونِي بِهِ, but if you do not bring him to me, فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ, no foodstuff for you, no measure for you. إِنِّي فَمِّي وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ, you will not be able to even approach me to ask me. Why did Yusuf alayhi salam say to them, if you do not bring your brother, none of you will get anything? Now, it would have been that if you do not bring the brother, then you will not get for your brother. But he's saying, you, even you will not get anything. He's saying that to them, one, from his side, is to emphasize upon them the importance of bringing their brother. One. And the other thing is that why is he telling them that they wouldn't get anything if they did not bring their brother? It's because they are making a claim that we have a young brother at home, give us now. If they are unable to bring their brother, it means, Yusuf is saying, it means you have lied to me. And because of your lie, then I will deprive you of any one of the food measure. You wouldn't get anything because of your dishonesty. Because if you have a brother, bring him. But if you did not bring him, it means you did not have a brother and you are making up a story. So that is why Yusuf alayhi salam said, if you do not come with him, then I will not give you anything. But it was a whole plan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made so that he could reunite the family back together. But in that reunity, the brothers have to learn a lesson. And in that also, Allah wanted to test Yaqub even more. So, Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub his father had excessive love towards Yusuf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him a lesson as a Nabi, your love should be overflowing for me, not any one of the earthly creation. He separated Yusuf. When Yusuf was parted, his love was now focused to Binyamin, Benjamin. That also Allah says, I am going to separate Binyamin from you also. So Yusuf alayhi salam said that, make sure that you bring that young brother of yours, else no food for the entire family. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam knew very well of his father. And he also knew that his father became blind of the crying and the weeping in separation for himself, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf always found out how the family was doing from the caravans coming to Egypt. But by the order of Allah, he was not allowed to send any message to his father that he's alive, safe and sound in Egypt. Allah is putting a little pressure and trial to Yaqub alayhi salam. As a Nabi, they have to bear it. That is from Allah. Qalu, they said, sanuraawidu anhu aba. They are listening to this, the statements of Yusuf. They are thinking to themselves that, if we do not bring young brother Benjamin, we not going to get anything. So they said that we will attempt to dissuade our father from him, because we know that our father will not want to send him because of what happened to Yusuf. We gave our father a promise. We did not keep our promise. Then how is he going to send the other son, and he keeps Benjamin. He will send the 10 sons all over the different cities, but he will keep Yusuf to give him tasalli and comfort in replacing Yusuf. He will never send Benjamin anywhere. So they know that the father will not send. So they are saying, we will attempt to dissuade him. Wa inna la fa'ilun, and certainly, O Yusuf, O Aziz, we have recognized your kindness, and we do know that we need more. So we are surely going to do it. We are going to bring him here for you. Because they know if they do not bring him, no food, no foodstuff, no grains. Wa qala li fityanihi, another heel and strategy Yusuf alayhi salam made. He said to his servants, Yusuf, he's Aziz, so he has people working for him. Ijalu bidha'atahum fi rihalihim, place their merchandise in their saddlebags. They are riding on the camels, so they have saddlebags. Normally in those days, people used to do much bartering in sales rather than, you know, a sale, money against a commodity. It was not like gold and silver coins against a commodity. They will exchange. So the people of Canaan, they will bring the things, good food stuff of Canaan, and they will barter it against the grains of Egypt. So it's food against food stuff, and that is how their sales used to occur. So Yusuf alayhi salam said to his servants that while these people are not there in their absence, all the things which they have bartered against us, give it back to them. But put it in their saddlebags. Yusuf wants that when they reach home, then they will realize that, look, we got all the grains free of charge, because what we have used to purchase it, it was returned to us. وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِهِ, and he said to his servants, اِجَعَلُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ فِي رِحَالِهِمْ, place their merchandise in their saddlebags. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهَا إِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ, so that they may know it and recognize it when they return to their family. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they may return again. They may come back. They will realize that Aziz is very kind, so they will come the next time. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِمْ, so they took their foodstuffs and they took their measures, 10 camels laden with goods and grains, and they left Egypt and they came back. After a long journey, they eventually reached to Canaan and they reached to their father. They said, the father saw it. The father was very happy, alhamdulillah. The father was very happy. Then they said to their father, the Quran says, so when they returned to their father, قالوا, they said, يا أبانا, oh our father, مُنِعَ مِنَّا الْكَيْلُ فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا نَكْتَلْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Oh, our father, we have been prevented from the measure, referring to the goods and the grains. We have been prevented from the grains that we will get. فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا, so send with us. أَخَانَا, our brother, Benjamin. نَكْتَلْ, we will be given a measure if you send him with us. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun, and we assure you that we will protect him. We assure you, we give you full assurance, we will protect him. Qala, Allahu Akbar. Yaqub alayhi salam, hearing them, he said, hal amanukum alayhi illa kama amintukum ala akhihi min qabl. The father said, should I entrust you with him? Can I entrust you with him, except that it will happen that it is in the same manner that I have entrusted you with his brother from before? This is what will happen. Once upon a time, I entrusted Yusuf to you. I did not want to give Yusuf over to you, but I entrusted Yusuf to you. You did not take care of him. Yusuf was lost forever. Now, do you want me to entrust the other brother with you? What hopes do I have that you will really protect him? فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. But Yaqub alayhi salam and Nabi of Allah did not take them to task. What did he say? With humility in his heart, he said, Allah is the best protector, Bas. Where Yusuf is, what situation he might be in, is he alive or is he dead?
فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah is the best protector. Allah knows best. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And He's the most merciful of those who show mercy. So their speech was going on. They had not yet opened their bags to see what they got. And they were speaking to the father. وَلَمَّا فَتَحُوا مَتَاعَهُمْ. The Quran says, now they started to open their bags. So when they open up the goods and they open up their saddlebags, وَجَدُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ. They found that their merchandise, رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ, were returned to them. They got it back. So they were surprised. They were happy. قَالُوا, they said, يَا أَبَانَا مَا نَبْغِي. Oh, our father, what else can we ask for? Look, we have gotten our grains free of charge. What more do we want? This is what we want. So you really have to send our little brother. We did not pay for a single thing, and 10 camels loaded with grains and our merchandise have been returned to us. هَذِهِ بِضَاعَتُنَا رُدَّتْ إِلَيْنَا. This is our merchandise which have been returned to us. They said, وَنَمِيرُ أَهْلَنَا. We shall get more food for our family members. وَنَحْفَظُ أَخَانَا. And we shall protect our brother. وَنَزْدَادُ كَيْلَ بَعِيرُ. And we will add كَيْلَ بَعِيرُ, a full camel's load of grains. We will add another one. In other words, we got 10 already. Benjamin will go and we will get another one. So we are going to add a whole camel's load of grains now. ذَلِكَ كَيْلٌ يَسِيرٌ. Indeed, that is a very easy measure. That is a very easy quantity upon who? The Aziz. Yani, it is nothing difficult for Aziz to give another extra load of camel. So the father said, قَالَ لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ. He says, I will never send him with you. حَتَّى تُؤْتِينِي مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Until you give me an oath in the name of Allah, لَتَأْتُنَّنِي بِهِ, that you will surely bring him back to me. إِلَّا أَن يُحَاطَ بِكُمْ, except that you are surrounded from all directions and it is difficult for you to bring him back. So the father thought about it, that on one side they really needed the grains, they were in drought, and one day the grains will finish and they will need more. Where can they get these grains from? The only place is Egypt. So he will be forced to send his sons back to Egypt, to the Aziz, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And they already have gotten a condition from Yusuf that no brother, no grains. Bring your brother, you will get more. So the father was put in a situation where he had no choice except to send his son, Benjamin, which he did not really want to. So he said to them, he says, the only condition I will send Benjamin with you is if you take an oath in the name of Allah that you will bring him back to me. You will bring him back to me. But no one knows the future. And Yaqub alayhi salam, being a Nabi of Allah, also doesn't know the future. So there are certain conditions that can prevail, which will make it humanly impossible to bring him back. So Yaqub alayhi salam also made that in the condition that, yes, you are taking the pledge and the oath by Allah, you will bring him back, except that something unavoidable occurs which you really can't bring him back, then that is acceptable. This is why he says, إِلَّا أَن يُحَاتَ بِكُمْ, except that you are now surrounded by people, people attack you, etc., etc., and you are not able to bring him back. So from this ayah and the one above, the fuqaha have established, they have established two beautiful masla. One masla is about when it's deduced from the act where the brothers had actually paid a price when they got the goods, the foodstuff from Yusuf alayhi salam. And when they came home, they realized that what they had paid was sent back to them. So the masla that is deduced from that is that even in trade and transaction, if you have paid a price for something and then you realize that it was sent back to you, if out of firmness in your mind you realize that the sending back was intentional from the side of the seller, the one who sold you an item, the price he had given it back to you willingly and knowingly, then it is halal. You can use it and consume it and say, yes, this is out of his kindness. But if for some reason or the other the person unintentionally did not take the price and it remained back in your possession or was sent back to your goods or something, and you know that it was not intentional, you can't take it now and say, look, he sent it back to me, and use it. You cannot do it. It may have happened mistakenly that he did not take what you have given him if you bartered goods or sometime a price. For example, sometime you might go to a place, you purchase an item, and you put the money there for the person. The person made out the receipt, give you the goods. But he forgot about it and he walked out. So a person can be, he can be dishonest in that he says, look, I give the brother the money. Maybe he didn't want it. You will take it and put it in your pocket and walk away. That is not permissible because it is not intentional from the side of the seller. No, that he placed it there and he says, listen, I'm not taking this. You are my brother. You are my friend. I'm leaving it there for you. Now you will take it. But if it was left there, but it was a mistake that occurred, then it is not permissible at all. So in this case, they knew that they had given to the Aziz the price. But where did they find it? Back in their saddlebags. It can only be in the saddlebags if he had put it there. Because they did not put it. Father, this statement of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us. So therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, whenever he gave bay'at to his sahabas, he always made a condition with them that promised to Allah that you will practice upon it to the extent of your ability. Because there are certain things that might be very difficult for a person to do. Had he taken a pledge that I will do it, and then he does not do it, he will be breaking his promise in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here also, Yaqub alayhi salam is not telling them that take an oath by Allah that you will surely bring back my son for me. He did not make them make that pledge. Because if something really happens and he's killed, they will not be able to fulfill the pledge. They are accountable to Allah. He says, the pledge is that you will bring him back to me, except that if something unavoidable occurs, then I will understand that. So that is how in Islam also oaths and pledges are made, promises to Allah. That you make a promise which you know that as a human being, you have the ability to fulfill it. And you always take care of the part of weakness within ourselves or yourself, that I will try my best, O Allah, to do this. And you try your best. Besides that, to make a promise and not to do it is a grave sin. So therefore, that part, that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always encouraged, when you do it, make it like hattal istita'at, until your ability carries you. So this is what Yaqub alayhi salam says, illa yuhata bikum, except that you are surrounded. So they realize that Yaqub alayhi salam, their beloved father, made a condition, and there is no way that they are going to get Benjamin to carry him except that they fulfill that condition. They did take the oath. فَلَمَّا أَتَوْهُ مَوْثِقَهُمْ, when they took the pledge, when they took that oath and promise that they will bring back Benjamin safe and sound, except that anything happens, they are not accountable. Yaqub alayhi salam said, قَالَ, he said, اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ, you are saying this. Whether you mean it or not, Allah knows best. So Allah is the guardian over what you say. Allah is the guardian over what I have said and what you, Allah is a witness for that. Allah is a witness for what you have said. It was time for them to move now. Go back to Egypt to get their grains and the measure of foodstuff. Before they leave the outskirts of Canaan, the father came out with them. He walked out with them. The 11 brothers are now going. No one is with him at home. And while he's sending them off, what did he say to them? He gave them a wasiyat. He gave them a good advice, nasihat. وَقَالَ, and he said, يَا بَنِيَا, O my beloved sons, لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِن بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ, when you enter the city of Egypt, all of you should not enter through the same one door. Egypt, there were big doors, large gates, like forts and fortresses. So he says, all of you should not enter one. وَدُخُلُوا مِن أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقًا, but you should enter through different doors. وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, but
I cannot help you. I cannot profit you in anything against Allah. For certainly, law and order is for no one except Allah. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ It is upon him I put my trust. وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ And upon him, should all the people who put their trust, they should put their trust upon him. A beautiful message. Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam now. He makes them take a promise. He sets them off. And based on his experience, he gives them a good advice. That you are entering a foreign city as strangers. Lest it may happen that all of you moving in one time, people will become frightened and scared of who are these people. Because they will put you together and they will realize that all of you are from one tribe. He says, in other words, do not become noticeable by the people of Egypt. That if all of you enter at the same time, then the people will realize it. They will become suspicious about what is happening. So enter through the front door, so they will not pay heed to you and they will not, you know, become aware of you. That's a strategy. Because sometimes when all of them enter, there is the possibility of bad nazar also. When you look at all of them, you say, wait, look at all these people. That is bad nazar. That is bad nazar. It can happen. It happened among the Sahabas. One Sahabi was washing his face and his hand, he was making wuzu. Another person passed by and he looked at him and he says, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. I have never seen such a handsome person like this man in my life. As soon as he said that, the Sahabi immediately was overcome with a very, very strong fever. Immediately. Trembling with fever. And he fell flat on the ground, lying down. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam found out about it. And he found out what this person said also. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go and tell Amir bin Rabi'ah was the person who looked at him and said that. He says, tell him to perform wudu and collect the water which he uses for wudu in a utensil. And let this person pass this water over his entire body, he will become good. It is bad nazar. Bad nazar means bad eye. And so, the Sahabi, he did that. Sahal bin Hunayf was his name, radiallahu ta'ala. And when he did that, immediately the fever passed away. After that happened, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Ala ma yaqtulu akhaka, why do some of you kill your brothers? Allah barakta lahu. Why didn't you make dua of barakat for him? Rather than using such a statement, you should say, MashaAllah, may Allah bless him. He says, Wa innal ayn haqqun, the effects of the eyes, it is the truth. It is the truth. So therefore the effects, when people look at others, something astonishes them. They look at them together, all of them, they are living happy. People look at fruit trees, they look at gardens, and they say, look at this. And they have an evil effect in the eye, then it has an effect. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that. Yaqub as a Nabi of Allah understood that very well. So he says to his sons, do not be in such a situation where the bad nazar of evil people can fall upon you. So walk separately, do not walk together. So he says to them, go through different doors. But this is as much as Yaqub alayhi salam could do. Then, he points out to an important point, which is the most important point. وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ He says, listen my sons, I am telling you this so that you will avoid getting into any trouble. But remember, if Allah has a plan for you, I cannot protect you from that plan. If Allah has written that some trouble will touch you, I cannot protect you from that. My advice cannot benefit you at that time. This is what I can do. So an important masala is that full reliance is upon Allah. Harms will come from Allah. Trials will come from Allah. Calamities will come from Allah. If good happens, good will come from Allah. Khair, barakat will come from Allah. But we, in our own way, must try the strategies to cause the blessings of Allah to come. The blessings of Allah to come. So Yaqub alayhi salam as a Nabi knows very well that if anything is to happen to his sons, he cannot prevent it. But yet he's saying, listen, as far as our experience goes, when you enter a city, do not enter altogether. Separate yourself so that the people will not take notice of you. So this is what he did. And then he relied upon Allah. This is why he says, the law is from Allah, it is not from me. The law is from Allah. As for me, alayhi tawakkaltu, I have my full trust in Allah. I have my full trust in Allah. And all those people who believe in Allah, mutawakkilun, those people who have trust in Allah, then they should really place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walamma dakhalu min haythu amarahum abuhum. When they had entered Egypt in the manner which was ordered by their father, the father says, enter separately, they entered separately, not together. But at this very point in time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points out the same message of Yaqub alayhi salam. Allah says, مَا كَانَ يُغْنِيَنُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. In reality, مَا كَانَ يُغْنِيَنُهُمْ, it did not profit them against Allah in the least. They entered in the front doors, Allah is saying that did not help them. That did not help them. They did what their father said. Allah says what the father said could not help them. And that is exactly what the father said. What I am telling you, if Allah has a plan for you, my advice cannot help you in the least. But why did Yaqub alayhi salam say that? Why did he give that advice when he knows that everything is from Allah? Allah himself says now, to clear the name of Yaqub, that by saying that Yaqub is not going against the decree of Allah, Allah says, إِلَّا حَاجَةً فِي نَفْسِ يَعْقُوبِ قَضَاهَا. Except it was a necessity within the soul of Yaqub, which he expressed. In other words, as a father giving a good advice to his son, he had it in his head that my sons are going out, let me give them a good advice. So he discharged that advice he wanted and he had in his nafs. But Allah says, his action was conforming to the will of Allah. So Allah commends him and says, وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ لِمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ. And certainly, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, Jacob, was a possessor of knowledge. Allah blessed him with knowledge. He understood the decree of Allah. He understood the strength and the power of Allah. Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ. And he is a person, a possessor of knowledge. Which knowledge? لِمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ, that knowledge which we have given to him. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people do not know. Most people do not know the extent of the knowledge of Yaqub. Most people do not know the status of Yaqub. Most people do not know what Yaqub knows. And this is why he will give advice one after the other. And it shows from this point, it also shows a very beautiful example of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, which the fuqaha have mentioned, that the 10 sons that he had with him had committed such a grave crime against Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. As a Nabi of Allah, he knew that they were lying to him. But Yusuf is already on out of his sight. Doing them anything, will it bring back Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam? No. So he treated them with kindness, hoping that they will change themselves. Hoping that they will change themselves. He did not punish them and take them to task, nor did he make badua to them. But he fell in humility to Allah and he said, فَصَبْرٌ jamil. Patience is the best way to resort to. I will have patience. I know Allah is putting me to a trial. One day Allah will give me all of them together. So, all these things are happening now. Now they are leaving. They have left. Allah says the advice that Yaqub had given to them, that could not profit them because Allah has his own plan. So they eventually, after a long journey, they entered the soils of Egypt. The Holy Quran says, وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفَ. When they came to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they entered, so they came to Yusuf. They said, oh Yusuf alayhi, oh Aziz, this is our younger brother. This is our youngest brother, Benjamin, Binyamin.
Yusuf alayhi salam saw him. He recognized his brother. So what did Yusuf do? Awa ilayhi akha. He pulled his brother towards him. Allahu Akbar. How many years have passed and he has not seen his brother? He pulled his brother towards him in seclusion, away from all the other brothers. And he spoke to him. Qala. He said, oh young man, inni ana akhuka. I am your brother. Allahu Akbar. He says, I am your brother, the one you have lost for so many years. I am your brother. فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ He says, these people, the other 10 brothers, they are going to go through some hardship. So do not, grieve not of their actions, of what is going to happen to them and what they will do. Do not grieve about that. You came with them, but I am your brother. No, I am your brother. Do not worry about what happens to them. Know that you are safe and sound. Have no worries about that. So Yusuf alayhi salam made another strategy. He spoke to his brother Benjamin of what had happened to him, and he gave him the entire history of all that had passed him. His brother also mentioned of how he was ill-treated by his 10 brothers. He did not want to go back to them. He did not want to travel back with them to the father because of the problems he was encountering from the brother, that jealousy and hatred. Because in the absence of Yusuf, all the love of Yaakov was focused to Benjamin. So with the brother Benjamin, Yusuf made a plot and a strategy. He says, I must keep you in the city with me. I want to keep you. Benjamin also does not want to go back. But he says, I cannot keep you here. It is not the law of the king that we should keep strangers in our land. But we must make a strategy. How are we going to keep you here? What is the plot and the strategy? A halal strategy. Because even though Yusuf was making it, it is coming from Allah. Allah has revealed a revelation to Yusuf what he should do. What was the strategy of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam? He says, the Quran says, فَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ So when he, Yusuf, had furnished them with their food supplies, جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ He placed the drinking cup in the saddlebag of his brother, Benjamin. Benjamin. Strategy. What happened? ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ Then a caller started to call out, أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرُ O caravan! إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ You are thieves. What is the strategy? Yusuf alayhi salam made, he treated them well. He treated them well, but Yusuf must continue to act as a stranger to these brothers. They cannot pick up anything what is happening. So he treated them well. Guests of the mighty king of Egypt, the Aziz is in charge of them. Loaded all the camels and also the young brother's camel, Benjamin. And he made a person put the cup which they will use to measure, it's a drinking cup also, the measuring cup which was used for everyone, put it in his saddlebag, the saddlebag of Benjamin. What was the strategy? So that they will be caught as thieves, all of them. Because the cup, the measuring cup of the king is lost. You people have stolen it. So what will happen? They will search for it. And when they search for it, they will find it in the saddlebag of Benjamin. And the law of Yaqub alayhi salam in those days was that the thief, he becomes a slave to the one he stole from. So he has no choice except to remain with that person. And when it is proven that Benjamin is the thief, then that is the way he will remain with Yusuf alayhi salam in Egypt. So they placed it. And the people, what happened? All the camels were loaded and the brothers started to walk away from the city. So it has to be made as it is real. So while they were moving out of the city, a person, an announcer, started to run behind them announcing, Ayatul Hale'i, O caravan,
Innakum lasariqun, you are thieves. Qalu, the brothers stopped. Waqbalu alayhim, and they turned back towards the Aziz and the people of Egypt. Madha tafqidun, what are you missing? You are calling us thieves? How dare you lay a slander against us? Tell us, what are you missing? Qalu, the Aziz, Yusuf, and the other people said, Nafqidu suwa al-maliki, we are missing the measuring cup of the king. That is what we are measuring. Waliman jaa bihi himlu ba'ir, and the one who finds it and brings it, he is promised by the king that he will get a camel's load of goods. And the announcer is telling them, wa ana bihi za'im, I was made responsible of finding the cup, so I have to look for it. I have to look for it. It's a plan, a strategy which Allah made. Qalu, they said, the brother said, Tallah, by Allah we swear. Allahu Akbar. Now they are swearing. We swear, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا جِئْنَا لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You know very well, we did not come to the land of Egypt to create mischief. You know that. وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ, and we are not thieves. قَالُوا, they said, فَمَا جَزَاؤُهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. The people said, the people of Egypt, okay? You are telling us you did not come to make mischief here, and you are not thieves. You tell us, what is the punishment for that person if you are liars? If you are proven to be telling a lie, you tell us, what is the punishment of that person? What should we do with that thief? Qalu, the brother said, Jaza'uhu man wujida fi rahlihi fahuwa jaza'uhu. They said, the punishment for that one in whose caravan and saddlebag that thing is found, is that he is the punishment. He is the punishment. You have to take him and hold him as your slave. He is the punishment. That was the law of Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِ الظَّالِمِينَ. The brother said, this is the way we treat the wrongdoers. In our mazhab and in our religion, this is the way we treat them. This is the punishment. No cut in hand. Those things were not there at that time. That law came up during the time of Musa alayhi salam, when he was given the Torah, and that was the final law of Allah. That's why it remained in Islam. But before that, you know, it was not a law. So they said, okay, we are not thieves. We did not make mischief in the land. The man said, okay, that's in place, but you tell us now, if we really find it, then what's the punishment? So they said, what's the punishment? Yusuf alayhi salam started. فَبَدَأَ بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ قَبْلَ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ. Yusuf alayhi salam began to search their bags. He began to search their bags. But before searching the bag of his youngest brother Benjamin. So he started from the eldest one, and he's leaving his younger brother for the last. So he searched everyone and then came to the bag of the youngest brother. ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَهَا مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ. Then he took it out and he extracted it from the saddlebag of his brother. This is what happened. كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفَ. Allah says now, thus did we make a plan for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So who is making the plan? Allah. Allah. So i'tiraz and objection should not come about. You know, objection like, what, Yusuf alayhi salam, no, they are not thieves. Why did he place the slander of stealing upon them, and he made it happen like that they are thieves? Why? All these questions should not come up, because Allah says, this is our plan we made for Yusuf. He is working with our plan. Because these people have to learn a lesson for the things they have done. ما كان ليأخذ أخاه في دين الملك إلا أن يشاء الله. Because it was not permissible for him to keep his brother under the law of the king in Egypt, except that if Allah wishes. In other words, it was the wish of Allah, and this is what the plan Allah made, so that he could have kept his youngest brother in the land of the king, because he's a stranger from Canaan. نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءُ.
We raise the status and degrees to whomsoever he wishes. It was the way of raising the degree of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. You know why? Because Benjamin will be kept in Egypt. The father will lose his second most beloved son. The trial will be for Yaqub. But Allah says his darjat and his status is being raised by Allah as a very high and lofty Nabi. So it happened here, but the test is for Yaqub. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. And above every possessor of knowledge, there is one with more knowledge. Above every possessor of knowledge, there is always one with more knowledge. In the face of the earth, that one will have knowledge, but there is always one having more knowledge. And even if he has knowledge, there will always be another one having more knowledge. And the one who possesses the greatest knowledge on the face of the earth, above him is Allah Al-Alim, the one possessing all knowledge. So even if Yaqub alayhi salam wanted to protect his sons by telling them to move through different doors, he has knowledge that something may happen. Allah has more knowledge than that as to what will really happen. Hello. Now the brothers are humiliated. Other brothers are humiliated. They were testifying that, listen, we didn't come to make mischief here. We are not thieves. So they are embarrassed. That in one of them who came from Canaan, in his saddlebag, this was what? This was found. So it shows that they are really thieves. So, what did they say? Qalu. To bail themselves out from that embarrassment and humiliation, because it shows that their words were false. What did they say? The brother said, إِن يَسْرِقْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ قُلَّهُ مِنْ قَبَلْ. If he, our brother, has committed theft, then his brother from aforetime did commit theft also. Referring to Yusuf alayhi salam. So they are saying, well, no problem. This is what we said. We thought that he will not steal, but anyhow, his brother also committed theft in the beginning, so no problem. Both of them, they have the same mother and father, so they are the same way. When Yusuf alayhi salam heard that, he was really moved from inside. And he realized that these brothers of his, they have a lot of hatred against both these brothers. What does Allah say in the Quran? فَأَصَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Yusuf kept that thought hidden in his heart and he did not express it. وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. And he did not reveal it to them, what he really wanted to see. قَالَ. Within his own soul he said, أَنْتُمْ شَرُّمْ مَكَانَ. You are in a worse position now that you have said that. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَصِفُونَ. And Allah has more knowledge of what you describe about who committed theft. Allah knows fully well. Because look what they are saying. In reality, the real thing is Benjamin did not steal. But they are saying, well, okay, if he had stolen, well, he's like that, his brother committed theft before. They are both the same way. What were they referring to is an incident which occurred while Yusuf alayhi salam was very young. Yusuf alayhi salam never stole anything and never committed theft. But what happened when Yusuf alayhi salam was very young, his mother had passed away, and because he was very young, the father put her in the care of the mother's sister by the name of Layya or Leah. He grew very attached to her and she grew very attached to him as his own mother. It was his aunt. And after a certain amount of years had passed, the father demanded Yusuf alayhi salam to come back at his place. The aunt, becoming so attached with Yusuf, and Yusuf was so beloved to her, she was not ready to let loose of Yusuf to send him back by the father. And the father made israr and he repeatedly asked her, that is my son, I need him now. But she did not want to give up. Eventually it was the custom that, recognizing that it was the age that Yusuf supposed to be going back to his father, she had to give him up. However, she was still in want of him. So in order to get Yusuf with her, when Yusuf was about to go home as a young boy, in his clothes which he was carrying back, for example, there will be clothing for him, she put something of hers wrapped up in the clothing. Now it was a custom in those days, as we have seen from the past ayat, that
whosoever had committed theft of a person by stealing something of his, then whosoever is found to be the thief, he belongs to the person. He is like a slave to the person, and he is the punishment for the person, in that the person can keep him. And the aunt understood that. So she was making Yusuf look like a thief by putting something of hers in her clothing, in his clothing. And when he went back to his father, she started to shout around that someone had stolen my belongings. So they started to search. And when they started to search, they found it in the clothing wrapped up of Yusuf. So Yusuf alayhi salam was shown to be a thief at that time. So she said to the father, well, you know the law, he must come back to me, he belongs to me. And that is how she got Yusuf for a longer period of time. Yusuf understood the strategy very much. So he did not do anything to absolve himself from that accusation, because he also wanted to stay with the aunt. But the father was demanding that he comes to his place now. So that is the act of theft which the brothers were referring to. When they found out that their other smaller brother, Benjamin or Benjamin, committed theft, they said, well, it's no problem. His brother committed theft already. So it is the same blood that runs in both of them. So he can also steal from another person. When Yusuf alayhi salam heard that, he became very angry. But he did not say anything. So the Quran says, فَأَصَرَّهَ يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Yusuf alayhi salam kept it hidden in himself, and he did not reveal it to anyone.